Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the ninth parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be finishing off the ninth parak, and very exciting, we're going to be finishing off Maseches Kilayim with Parak Tes, Mishnah Tes, and Parak Tes, Mishnah Yud. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Tes, Mishnah Ches, the Mishnah taught us that in order for Kilayim, in order for an article of clothing to be usur on a mid-araisa level due to shatnez, there have to be three things that happen. Number one, the threads need to be smoothened out. Number two, they have to be spun. And number three, they have to be woven. You need those three steps in order for there to be an Isser Midoraisa, a Torah prohibition of shatnez. However, our Mishnah now in Parak Tes, Mishnah Tes, is going to give us a bunch of examples where there are various articles of clothing that are usur, but they're usur midrabban, they're usur rabbinically, because they don't have all three of these steps, but they have some of these steps as it pertains to wool and linen. Says our Mishnah, levadim asurim, if you have felt, which is like a type of fabric that I'm sure many of us are familiar with, asurim, they are usur. If you have wool and linen fibers that are attached on this felt, they are usur. Why? Mipnei shehem shuim, because they are smoothened together. The fibers are smoothened. They're not, they may not be spun, they may not be woven, but if they're smooth together, they're still usur on a midrabanan level. Next case of the Mishnah, piv shel tzemer bishel pishtan. If you have the border of an article of clothing, of a beged, that is made of wool, but the actual beged, the actual clothing is made of linen. So they're not woven together, it's just that the border of wool is supporting the actual article, which is linen. Says the Mishnah, usur, that too is usur, again on a midrabanan level. Why? Mipnei shehem chozrin be'arig, because the border surrounds the weaving. They may not be weaved exactly together, but the border is basically strengthening the garment, strengthening the other material, and therefore that would be usur midrabanan as well. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Mishichos shel argaman asuros. If you have a belt of purple, those are usur as well. In this case, let's say you have a belt that's this argaman, this wool, this purple wool, and what happens, you have a robe that you're wearing that's made of linen. So that would be usur again on a midrabanan level. Why? They're two separate garments. Why would they be usur midrabanan? Says the Mishnah, Mipnei shehu molel ad shelo kosher. Because what happens is when you stitch them together, you take a needle, like a bobby pin, a safety pin, and you sort of stitch them together, achilo kosher, until you actually tie them around your waist. So in this interim, when you have the belt and the robe, they're sold together, they're usually made together, but they're not attached to one another, two separate entities. But nonetheless, they're usur midrabanan, because typically someone would take a safety pin or something like that and connect them when they're not actually being used, when they're just hanging in the closet. Continues the Mishnah, lo yikshor seret shel tzemer bishel pishtan lachagor bo es musnav. Says the Mishnah that you're not allowed to tie a strip of wool, and on to a belt that is linen in order to tie it around. You can have this belt that sort of has a strip of wool and a strip of linen as a belt. Afal pi shaharutzua be'emtza. Even if there's a piece of leather in the middle, so you have one side of wool, one side of linen, and the middle is leather, but still, you're not allowed to, as the Bartanura explains, when you're going to put the belt around you, you're basically going to tie the loop over, and you're going to have the wool and linen next to each other and attached to each other via the belt, on the belt, and therefore that's not allowed. Even though they're not inherently stitched to one another and woven to one another, you still can have this belt made of those two materials on opposite sides, again, only on a midrabanan level. Okay. Continues our Mishnah with Parak Tes, Mishnah Yod. Says the Mishnah, Osos hagardin v'osos hakovsin asuros mishom kilayim. You have labels that a weaver would put on the clothing that he's weaving for someone else, or a cleaner, a kofsim. When you have, a lot of times you go to the dry cleaner and they'll put something on your clothing so that they don't get confused, as the Bartanur explains. They don't want to get confused. Who does this belong to? But tis our Mishnah that these labels, you got to make sure the labels that are being put on by the weaver or the cleaner are not kilayim, even though they're not really helping you and supporting you, and you certainly aren't benefiting from it. They're still an issur of kilayim if their labels are put on that are kilayim. Continues the Mishnah, Hatochef techifa achas. If you put one needle three. Let's say you have two. Do you have one garment, one thread, one piece of linen, one piece of wool, and you put one needle through both of them to connect the wool and the linen pieces together. Says the Mishnah, Eina Chibur. This is, they're not considered to be connected when it comes specifically to Tumah V'Tahara. Typically, if one item becomes Tameh, then the entirety of that item, whatever it's attached to, becomes Tameh as well. However, here, there's only one needle going through both of them, and therefore, they're not considered to be connected. If the linen piece becomes Tameh, the wool piece does not. If the wool piece becomes Tameh, then the linen piece would not. Similarly, Ve'ein Mamishim Kilaim, there's no Isser of Kilaim as well, because there's only one needle. They're not stitched. There's simply one needle going through both of the pieces. And the last nafka, I mean, the last practical difference in this case is v'hashomta b'Shabbos, that you're allowed to separate them on Shabbos. It's not considered to be koreya. It's not considered to be a tearing on Shabbos by separating them. And therefore, you would be putter in all of these cases, says the Mishnah. Presumably, when it comes to Shabbos, you would also be able to do it to begin with. It wouldn't be considered tofer. It wouldn't be considered to be tefira sewing because it's just one. Now, we should point out the word putter when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos generally means putter. You're exempt on a daraisa level of Osir, but you shouldn't do it l'chatchila. You shouldn't do it from the start. But that's a discussion for perhaps a different time. However, says the Mishnah, Asa shnei rosheho litzad echad. If there are the two needles end up being on one side, how do you do that? If you have the needle being stuck through both garments, both pieces, the piece of wool and the piece of linen, then they're on opposite sides. So how do you have both sides of the needle being on one side? By making it go through a second time, by having a second stitch that you draw it through. Says the Mishnah, if you do that, if you take the needle and you make it go in a second time, chibur, then it is considered to be connected for the purpose of Tumah V'Tahara, then it would allow one garment to make the other one Tameh. And there would be an Isra, a prohibition of kilaim as well, because they're really, in this case, connected. And if you would disconnect them on Shabbos, you would be chayiv on a daraisa level, because then it would be considered to be korei, you would be tearing. It would be problematic for you to do again, because you have two needles, you have two threads, the needle basically went in once, and it went in around again, through those two garments once again. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad sheyishalish. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, no. In all, you want chibur, you want them to be connected, you want there to be an Isra of kilaim, you want there to be an Isra of korea, of tearing on Shabbos, only once it goes through a third time. So if you bring them both in the same time, and then you dig it up again, and then you put it through one more time for a third time, says Rabbi Yehuda, then you would be chayiv, and then it would be chibur, and then there would be kilaim, and so on and so forth. We do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, as per the Bar Tanura. Finishes off the Mishnah with one final case of kilaim, says the Mishnah, hasak v'hakupa mitstarfin l'kilaim. Let's say you have a sack, and you have a box. They have the ability to be mitstarif, to combine for kilaim. So what does that mean? So it explains the Bar Tanura. Let's say you have wool, a wool piece on the sack, and you have then a linen thread on the box. So if you then sew the wool and linen together, then that would certainly be kilaim, even though they're attached. One's attached to the sack, one's attached to the box. That still would create a situation of kilaim, and therefore you wouldn't be able to use the sack, and you wouldn't be able to use the box, because once there's kilaim, anything attached to that kilaim cannot be used in any which way. So in this situation, the sack, the sack, and the box would be usher because of kilaim. Quick review: Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes discussed a bunch of cases on a derabanan level where there would be isser of kilaim. Again, we assume that if there's either it's sort of smoothened, or it's only one, it's spun, or it is woven. Only one of those things take place, then it's Asr Midirabanan. Is the Mishnah that if there's a case of where the wool, we have a wool border supporting lid, and that's Asr Midirabanan. The Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yosef, if you have a belt, that would be stitched through with a safety pin with the wool and linen together, that would be Asr Midirabanan. If you have a belt that you're making, and on the belt itself, there's a piece of wool and a piece of linen, even if there's a leather in the middle, that would also be Asr Midirabanan, even though they're not woven together, they're on the same belt, and therefore they would be Asr on a rabbinic level. And then Perek Tes Mishnah taught us that labels that are put by a weaver or a cleaner, those are Asr due to key lime. You have to make sure that they're not creating any problems for you. And then we said the case of the second to final case, where you have two pieces, one piece of wool, one piece of linen, and you have a needle going through them. So we said that one needle through them would not create an iser of tumah, would not create key lime, and would not create an iser on Shabbos. However, two needles, according to the Tanakhama, that's how we paskin, you have the sort of going through once and then back around so that both sides of the needle are on the same side of the garments. That would create connection when it comes to tumah. That would create an iser of kilayim, and that would create an iser of Shabbos, of tearing, of the separating that on Shabbos as well. Rabbi Huda disagreed. And the final case of the Mishnah, the final case of the Masechta was, if you have a sack and a box, they would, if one of them is attached to the wool, one of them is attached to the linen, they would have the ability to potentially create a problem of kilayim, and you wouldn't be able to use either of them in that case. Have a great day. Salik Maseches Kilayim. Baruch Hashem, we finished Maseches Kilayim together. Have a great day.